This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. I want it Wednesday. Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but a heart.
Tell me why.
Show me the meaning.
Backstreet's back. All right. The Backstreet Boys are coming to Concord Pavilion for Friday, August 14th, and Shoreline Amphitheater Saturday, August 15th. Right now, caller number 9 at 800-400-3697 gets a pair of tickets to one of the shows. The tickets go on sale this Friday at noon at Ticketmaster.com. Your next chance to win, 1 hour from now. We're doing this all day, 6A to 6P.
I can tell Vinny feels this. You know how
is
when
he starting
he listens
to music, is that why he's covering
like
his eyes?
Closes his eyes because he wants to embrace all of the amazing tones.
That's what he's doing right now.
You got me, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Guilty as charged.
Backstreet's back, all right.
Guilty rose through an endless
go,
endless
Brittany.
Love.
Come on, sing
I
it.
I forgot all the lyrics. It's crazy. It's been so long.
You remember it.
You want to hear something trippy?
Yeah. I love trippy stuff.
This is not an ad for Apple Music. I'm still on the trial.
Mm.
Did you know you can click on a spot and it'll start playing the lyrics that are being sung?
The lyric video thing?
Why is that happening on my phone?
Why wouldn't if you wanted,
it's just
if
the
you wanted
weirdest
to sing along?
Thing, like I was just clicking stuff to see what.
Is that on every song?
I don't know.
No, it's not on every song.
Oh, okay.
It's on most popular songs. Some songs don't have the lyrics.
This was actually a Pink Floyd song, but it was trippy because I was punching around. I just listened to Metal, and I was looking for a new album.
Experimental jazz exploration.
And the weirdest part was when I clicked on a button and it started showing the lyrics that were... Whoa.
Mm. Whoa.
Programmer was busy.
So you're in the trial. I mean, I assume you're keeping it.
Do I have a choice? I mean, I can't keep spending money on music if it's just going to go away, the buying music thing. I'm sitting here with this external hard drive filled with music thinking to myself, I'm the one dummy.
We all have that.
And by the way,
I never access it anymore because why would I need to? I guess if the internet went away and that's all you had was your hard drive, you'd be all set because then you'd have your whole collection.
Sure. The part that bothers me is I had a whole record collection.
Mm.
I had a whole CD collection.
Mm-hmm.
Now I've got this whole digital. I've rebought everything multiple times.
Yep.
I'm over it.
You're the guy floating the music industry.
I've had it.
It would have been great if you just bought vinyl the whole time.
Right. Well, everyone seemed to make us believe that the sound of a compact disc is the best you know what I mean? That's
right.
What they were selling us when CDs came out. That was supposed to be the best possible sound of all times.
What's the thing that Neil Young was doing?
He Pono.
Yeah, he's got some hold, but you can't
it's gone.
Oh, it's already gone?
It
why? Because just nobody bought the...
Because no one cares. You can't sell that to young kids. They're like, the
is that
going to
matter
quality.
In my earbuds?
Right. What
It'll
are you
be
talking
fine.
About?
I don't care. People
Old
are talking
man.
To me the whole time anyway.
It's over.
Yeah.
Pono, I believe it was.
Mm. Well, way to try. You know, I'm sure he listens to everything he has in Pono. You know, I look at Pono.
I understand from his perspective, he's like, we've worked tirelessly to produce these records as perfectly as humanly possible.
They should be heard in perfection.
And then you guys just compress them down to this one mushy sounding, I don't know, what do you call that, an audio file?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess.
Muddy, compressed file.
Yesterday. All my troubles seem so... So, yesterday I was talking to Vaughn in the other room.
Hi, Vaughn.
Hey, Vonnie.
Vonda!
And
he has events this weekend, too.
Oh, good.
Great.
Okay.
Yeah, get us the info. And I noticed that there's a Red Hot Chili Pepper. You know, we work at a radio station.
Right.
And so when our music department gets behind a big band or whatever it is, they'll send you a plaque. Like when the Red Hot Chili Peppers sold 3 million albums, we got a commemorative plaque that has like three actual silver, like platinum, I guess, albums in there. And it just, and it says, you know, congratulations, KLLC, on the sale of 3 million units. So we have those, they're hanging everywhere. So this one's broken and it's been hanging around for a while. Like the three discs that were glued in there. For the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Okay. For Californication. One of the discs had fallen down inside the shadow box that the thing is made in. So it's been hanging around for a while. So yesterday I took a picture of it and I wrote to Michael Martin. I go, this is broken. Can I have it? And he's like, yeah, go ahead. So I take it home.
This was yesterday.
Yes. I'm telling you, so productive.
Barbecuing and gardening and working on the studio. You also fix some.
In the meantime, John had the right glue for it and everything. We are just so productive. My sister-in-law is out of town. She went to Mexico, so I don't have to sew or anything. And she, you know, the shop shut down. I was like,
they went to Mexico?
Yeah, they went to Mexico. Cancun.
Boy, they are
living the life.
Yeah, they are. So anyway, back to the thing. So I pull out the. I've always thought in my head that in these.
That they should be paying more rent?
Yes. I've always thought in my head that in these plaques, that these commemorative. I don't even. A plaque isn't even the right word. These presentations that you get. I'm like, that must be the record. That's the actual record. Red Hot Chili Peppers record.
I'm going to guess no, Bob.
Well, the one in front, the one that had fallen, is.
Oh.
That's the record. I mean,
but it's platinum.
The labeling, well, it's like made out of silver, you know, vinyl, whatever. Okay. They just make it look platinum. The stickering on it looks legit, etc.
Huh.
So I pull the one that's fallen out. It's the center one. There's like two behind it and one big one
representing 3 million copies.
Representing
sold.
The 3 million. So the one falls out. I pick up the other one. The record behind it, they've tried to cover up who. Whose record it is? It's just somebody else's random platinum-colored record. It's KT Oslin.
Never heard of that guy.
I feel like I've heard the name, but I was like, "Hey!" But then I said, "Well, I'll cover that up when I put this back on there." Like,
so did you put it all back together?
Yeah, put it all back together.
It looks great.
Yeah,
and you have a Red Hots.
Yeah, that says KLLC on it.
Hanging in the studio.
It's not hanging yet, but it will be. Yeah,
all right.
I have a bunch of them from. I used to be a music director in St. Louis. And I don't think we got one I didn't get anything at DRE, but I had a ton of them. And over the years, they've just gone away. But I still have some good ones. I have like Siamese Dream and the Unplugged Nirvana one. So like commemorative plaques. I know I have a couple. And Alanis, Jagged Little Pill. We were one of the first stations to play that, The Point in St. Louis.
So you're going to put all those up?
Eventually, yeah.
All right.
I'll go up. I know, I'm excited. Now I got a Red Hots one. It's like I'm cool or something. Woo! Keep trying to show my kids I'm cool. Look what I got, kids. Like, you're not cool, Mom.
Well,
did you find KT Oslin?
Acting like that isn't cool, that's for sure.
Yeah, well
it's not on Amazon Music. I'll be back.
KT Oslin's not on Amazon. Try Apple. Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter Gianna were laid to rest last Friday. Mm. There was a private funeral held at the Pacific View Memorial Park in Corona Del Mar, California. There will be a public memorial service Monday, the 24th. That's got to be week and a half from now, 2 weeks. At the Staples Center, that's, of course, where Kobe played with Lakers. As Alicia Keys says, in the house that Kobe built. Kobe's friends and family will be at that one, along with NBA officials and players, season ticket holders, and local politicians. The remaining seats will go first come, first serve. It's about 20,000 people capacity. They actually were talking about doing it somewhere bigger. And my guess is that if there's overflow, they will probably have screens outside or some way that people can see what's going down in there. But they have had a funeral for them. This will be a big memorial.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Oh, KT Oslin. All right.
All right. Here's
is there a hit?
A song. Well, you tell me. Here's a song called "Hold Me."
All right. I wonder why they had platinum ones of hers. Has she sold it? A million copies of something?
No way.
No, let me check.
A million copies is
a lot
of music to sell at a time when music doesn't sell.
I wonder if they spray paint actual records.
I'm guessing
silver.
That's what.
I mean,
happened.
They're beautifully crafted, but it was just so I'm like, KT Oslin, that is a ripoff. These should be Red Hot Chili Peppers records.
Worldwide, she has sold 5 million albums.
Oh.
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
Damn. Oh, husband says, wife, what do you think? If I ever need to hear this, if I ever feel like a gripping need to hear this, I'm going to bust that thing open and put on a KT Oslin record.
Wonder if that'll happen.
I'll let you know. You know, I've seen Stranger Things, right? Oh, Bryn likes this.
No, he doesn't.
Look at him. Is this country? I think she sounds kind of country.
Country-ish, sure.
Folk.
Yeah. All right, enough of that. There was word going around that Warner Brothers had changed the name of the Birds of Prey movie because people were searching Harley Quinn and not knowing that the actual movie was called Birds of Prey. And they're actually chalking that up to the disappointing opening. They expected that to open between $50 and $60 million. And it was number one, but it opened with $33
million.
Disappointment, they say. They $45 to $60
million. Well, Margot Robbie is hot. And I don't mean looking. She's that too, but she's a pretty big name
right now.
I mean, everything she does is pretty good. And that character is expect it to do better.
Right.
You really would. I mean, there's a punk rock superhero thing happening there that's cool.
Uh-huh.
It should do great. Why isn't it?
Well, they're thinking it's because it's called Birds of Prey. Although the full title is called Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn. But that's like, you know, not how they're listing it. So they have now changed the name to Harley Quinn, Birds of Prey. The movie's budget was $95 million.
Oh, boy.
So they're hoping that changing the name will give it a better number this weekend. It turns out the Warner Brothers didn't change the name. The theater chains did. They were like, okay, no one came and saw this movie. Let's write Harley Quinn. Let's list this as Harley Quinn, Birds of Prey.
Do you think, because plenty of times, you know, people in marketing go, oh, this is going to be huge. And then for whatever reason, it doesn't resonate.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a flop on your hands and you can't. Everybody's looking at it, scratching their head going,
what?
I don't.
It seemed like it was a no-brainer.
Well, because girls didn't attach to it the way people expected girls to look up to this hero as, and maybe boys went, that's not for me.
Yeah.
Who knows? I don't know. I'm not saying I know.
Disappointing opening though. And, you know, let's hope for their sake that it was, no one could find the movie.
I didn't know it was called Birds of Prey.
I don't believe that.
I don't either, but you know, let's give them the big thumbs up as they head into the weekend. Last year, Universal canceled the release of a horror movie called The Hunt. It's about a group of wealthy liberal elites who kidnap average conservatives and hunt them for sport. So they canceled this.
Oh, my God.
I know.
I thought that would maybe be the other way around.
Uh-huh. I think, look, as I watched the trailer this morning, it's clearly tongue-in-cheek. It's a horror movie, but it's one of those ones that thinks it's hilarious, too. Like little things about... So I was thinking maybe we could put the trailer up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. So The Hunt was supposed to come out September 27th and is now going to be out Friday the 13th of March. They had canceled the release of The Hunt after shootings in massacres in Ohio and Texas killed 31 people, wounded dozens of others. So
they're hoping to get a time frame in between mass shootings that they can release this.
That's, I guess they're hoping that nothing happens between now and then.
Good for them.
It's the guy who is, he's one of the guys who created the show Lost, so it probably ends poorly.
Well, that's J.J. Abrams.
Well, Damon Lindelof is one of the guys that, you know, they call him one of the creative geniuses. He wrote this movie with Nick Cuse. The two of them did Watchmen together. Didn't you say you watched The Watchmen?
I started it.
Vaughn loves The
Vaughn
Watchmen.
Vaughn loved it, and I was watching it going, I don't understand what I'm looking at here.
Right. You never went back
I haven't yet, but then I also heard that that's not coming back for another season.
Oh.
The Watchmen.
It's a standalone,
no, they were supposed to.
Oh.
I don't think the director said, I'm not making another. What happened with that, Vaughn? Can you come in here?
Well, maybe they're saying that, I guess there were a lot of twists and turns in Watchmen, because they're saying that's what's expected from this. They say it's a satire of some kind. Nick Cuse, one of the writers, says it was misunderstood when it was announced last fall.
Hi, Vaughn.
Bonnie, oh, there you are, darling.
Hey.
So The Watchmen was a show that you really liked, right?
Yeah, loved it.
And Why did the director... I thought I read that the director said, I'm not making another season.
Yeah, so a lot of it was that it was one, like, a perfect season. There was, like, nowhere more for the story to go.
Oh!
You can branch
so
off,
it's,
of course,
it is standalone.
It's standalone, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so most people who love the show didn't even want a second season because it was such a perfect ending to this thing. You know, there's no, like, exact answer to it, but it gives you a good... good send-off.
Right. Good. Okay. Okay. I didn't realize that. Thank you.
Yeah.
So anyway, the guys who wrote that have written this horror movie, and we all have a chance now to properly understand it, because Universal is going to release it on March 13th. They dropped a new trailer yesterday. That's, I believe, the one that we just put up on Facebook. It's interesting. I got to say, it stars Hilary Swank, one of the chicks from GLOW, Emma Roberts, and singer Sturgill Simpson as Kid Rock.
What?
Kid Rock's in it, but not Kid Rock, someone who's playing. I guess Kid Rock wouldn't be in the one where the liberals are shooting the conservatives.
I couldn't care less about this.
Yeah. Actually, though, I will say this. It looked interesting to me. I didn't expect it to, and then I watched the trailer and went, huh, I might watch that. Looks like it has some funny moments, and it's this whole crazy thing. And I actually think Hilary Swank is great. She picks well.
I think I need to dust.
Oh, so dusting instead of that? Mm-hmm. I'll let you know if it's any good. 2-hour season premiere of Survivor Winners at War. 8 o'clock tonight on CBS.
I'm there for that, though.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait.
20 previous winners return to compete for a $2 million prize for the show's 40th season. And it turns out that Ozark is coming back March 27th on Netflix. We are a month and a half away from it. I can't believe it. I'm so excited. Where's my Ruthie? Let's see what's going on with her. I love everybody on that show.
Is Ruth the one with the curly hair?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see her outside of... She's not,
not
her
in character.
Character.
Right.
I was shocked. Like, she's some
hipster.
She's
still hipster. Got that schnoz. But
no,
yeah,
but she's
got...
some hipster.
No, she's cute.
She's married to some other young actor, and they're both like... I just went, that's the hillbilly from Ozark.
Playing a character.
All right.
All right, what's coming up, Ben?
Oh, so much stuff, including Mom's... effort to see if the people in her house will pick up around this damn dump.
Oh.
Do they?
I don't think they do.
I'm
gonna say no.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.